Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the Nikki Stone Show podcast.
Well, good morning, good morning. We are into the 10 o'clock hour, 10:06, and I am bringing some guests on the air this morning to talk about some problems that may be happening in healthcare at the VA. Good morning. I have Captain Beasley and Dina Velashi. Is that how you say your last name? Am I so far off?
Very close. No, you're very close. It's Dina Velashi. Thank you.
Well, thank you for being with me this morning. I really appreciate it. Now, there's some issues that you want to bring to the forefront for people to be aware of, ladies.
I'll just start.
Captain Beasley, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Dina. Nikki, we just want to bring, you know, some important issues with respect to the VA and the practice of nursing anesthesia within the VA. Recently, the American Association of Nurse Anesthesiology, of which Dina is the president of, and several of our veteran service organizations have gotten together, and we've launched a Veterans Need Care Now coalition and a grassroots campaign that's dedicated to reducing surgical wait times in our VAs. Before we go any further, your listeners can access this coalition in our website that we've just stood up. The web address is, and I can say this several times during our episode, Veterans Need Care Now, all one word, .org.
I'm going to pull that up as we
speak. We're launching this. Yeah. It's a great landing page.
Okay. I'm pulling it right up so I can take a look at it while we talk this morning. Our healthcare system on the entirety has some similar problems, but you're saying it's worse when it comes to the VA?
Yeah, that's actually true. Yeah, that's actually true. We got you got about 800,000 viewers in your area, and what we're finding in that area is that wait times are a little significantly for any kind of surgical procedure over 120 days or 110 days, depending on which services, which is a little over 3 months, which could be very critical for someone who needs a diagnosis, so to speak, if they have a GI procedure and they're looking for diagnosis of a problem. Especially now that they have now going to identify 23 more diagnoses that came out of the burn pits, where we're finding a lot of our veterans with significant lung cancers and issues in that. So, you know, any kind of delay of care of getting that treatment, it could be very detrimental to their life.
When you talk about the burn pits, and you just mentioned that, I heard yesterday when Biden was speaking that he had mentioned that his son who served might have been exposed to those burn pits and that his cancer was related to that. Do you have any background on that at all? You just made me think
well,
of that.
Well, you know,
I haven't.
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry. He commented about that on several occasions, and at the bill signing that just happened yesterday that the president signed and put this PACT Act into law, he did reference his son, Beau Biden, who served in the Delaware National Guard and was a legal officer over in Iraq during kind of the height of this burn pit exposure time period. So He often references the possibility that his son could certainly, with his rare brain cancer, have been exposed. So that's where the president comes from on that issue.
Okay, well, thank you for that. Now, with these, this is going to cause, putting that into law is great, but we're already backed up, correct? So what happens now? What do you do?
Well, here's a great solution. We do have a lot of duplication of providers in the system. And in 2016, they recognized that. And out of three of the four advanced practice nurses, they allowed them to work to their full scope of practice. And the one group that was left out was the certified registered nurse anesthetist. And what we're asking is that we allow the same affordability as our other significant colleagues, that we work to our top of licensure. So essentially, instead of having duplication of services with supervisionary, you allow us to work to our top of licensure. And then the immediate lack of people and providers, you would actually have a flush system, and that we can open up more surgical sites. We're able to actually see people and actually process and get them in and get their surgical procedures done in a much more timely fashion. But all it requires is that we allow us to work, you know, the VA gives us that permission to work to our full scope of practice. They've already done it for, you know, the nurse practitioners, especially for the psychiatric. But one of the things for us that we can help in those areas is we can do ketamine infusions. We can do all these other things that can help people with chronic pain, as well as psychiatric, with doing those ketamine infusions that will alleviate a lot of the PTSD that you see going on in the VA system.
Do they find ketamine to be controversial? Is that maybe part of the problem?
You know, actually, it's been actually proven. We're seeing it more and more coming in that it actually helps with PTSD and long-term depression. And that's some of the things that we're using that has come mainstream now into treatment of depression and PTSD.
So this has nothing to do with anything being like controversial medicine or...
No,
it has everything to do with just funding. I'm not understanding.
Yeah, it has everything to do with having enough anesthesia providers to do it. And the thing is, with us not being able to work to our full scope, it then limits the amount of people and availability of our services, and it limits the direct access to care for the veterans to have to CRNA services, that they can actually get these treatments in a timely fashion.
So short staff is part of the problem.
Oh, yes, of course. And that's what we're seeing, especially post-COVID and everywhere else.
Do you think that's going to be hard to overcome at this point where people are, I know there was a lot of nurses that felt underappreciated.
You know, we're lucky in our profession is that in our schools, we don't have a shortage of people showing up to our programs. So we have not seen that decrease, and we're fortunate with our profession. What we need, though, is the full scope of practice to allow us to work to top of our licensure so we can alleviate the shortages around the country. Instead of having, like I said, duplication of services with a physician overseeing a nurse, you can actually allow us to work to our full scope, and then we can both take care of the population much more easier.
So this is a problem that we're seeing here in Pennsylvania as well as in all 50 states?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Captain Beasley, can you please give us your background? I think people would appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. I was a retired Navy nurse. I had a 30-year career in uniform. I retired in 2009, and then I went to work as an advocate in the military and veterans service organization community at the Military Officers Association of America. I spent 10 years advocating for military and veterans health care needs. So health care and health policy is my background.
Very good. Very good. And thank you for your service while I have you on the phone. I forgot to say that right in the beginning, and I should have very much. So for people to get more information, they're going to veteransneedcarenow.org, and there you're telling them what they need to tell Washington.
Yeah, there's several things on there. Most notably is a survey that we did with voters and veteran households. And some of the key points from that survey, we found that one in five veterans, people felt one in five veterans still experience delays in securing their VA health appointments and their surgical procedure. And of that realm of delay that they described, 13% were viewed as major problems for veterans and their families. So it's real out there, and people are still waiting. And now that you have the PACT Act, which is a great thing for veterans, this is going to possibly open up, more requirements for, three and a half million more toxic exposed veterans. So this is what Dina's talking about, and what we're campaigning about with this is really going to become even more important as we go forward.
I have a text message here from a veteran that he says he's dealt with multiple VA hospitals over a couple decades. It's complex and maddening. Delays are huge for us.
It is.
I understand that.
Dina?
Yeah, it very much is. And that's the reason why we want to help and be a solution to them and allow them to have, they gave so much for our country. There's no reason why they shouldn't be given the afforded care in a timely manner for the things that they need.
Mm-hmm. And well, some people are saying there's a lot of runaround that they get as well, just to get the care that they need.
Well, there is some bureaucracy associated with the VA for sure. It's a government agency that's fairly big. They have a claims, a claims processing, process and things that people have to go through to apply to, get their benefits to, to get some of these diseases and things covered. So that's administrative hurdles that they have to go through.
So you're already delayed before you get there. You're delayed before you get there.
Well, you can be. In the VA's defense, they have made great strides since the Iraq and Afghanistan war. When they have been deluged with veterans, they've made great strides in automating that process, to be sure. But, there's still hoops to jump through. And we say, in the advocacy world, you've seen one VA, you've seen one VA, because sometimes they vary in their appearances and the way they handle things from site to site. So sometimes that can happen too. So I can understand where he's coming from.
Well, somebody said it wasn't like this 5 years ago, though. They say that
I think, though, there is more and more as with anything, when you get exposed to burn pits, we learn every year more and more and get better at diagnosing. So part of it could possibly be that the increased volume of identification of the actual issues, for instance, with them identifying 23 more diagnoses, that just increases, a lot of people hitting the system all at once, which is hard to manage. Katzen Beasley said, they've done a great job, and there's always room for improvement, no question. But they're really trying to tackle that and address it. And like we said, this is just one more piece that we're asking to help be a solution, is just to give us that full scope of practice. So even though they have to go through those bureaucratic hurdles, that when they finally get the diagnosis, that they can actually get to the actual procedures and services in a much more timely fashion than having to wait, an additional 3 more months before they can get the procedure done to get diagnosed.
And that's sort of what I was getting at when I proposed it that way. Now, I love when you open this website and it says, America's veterans have sacrificed so much for our nation. They shouldn't have to sacrifice their health waiting for the surgical care they deserve. Are we losing veterans because of the waits? Are there people dying? Are veterans dying?
Well, Nikki, yeah. I mean, people who are sick and critically so, yes, will definitely die. But I wouldn't say veterans are dying more rapidly than anybody else. But, our veterans, those who, have served all of our wars, to include, Korea and Vietnam, deserve the best care and the most timely care and access to that care that we as a nation can give them. I think we all agree with that. Now, how that's done in various places sometimes gets a little, they're there can be a wrench, you know, in the kink in the system that could delay and slow some things down. And, you know, rightly so, our veterans, many of who I know myself, who have been diagnosed with rare cancers, don't have the time to wait for these appointments. Like, you know, Dina was saying, we've got a solution to help, you know, with some of these clinical situations by increasing the availability of anesthesia care. This is critical for veterans who don't have time to wait.
And there is a place on your website as well where if somebody has a story where they waited and or something happened because of the delay, that you can share your story too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, we really like those stories because then it just puts a real face to the situation, to the person. Mm-hmm. And then we can take that and advocate also on their behalf to say it's not just something we're saying, here's a live person, here's their situation, here's what's happened to them. And any delay in care can increase somebody's mortality. There's no question, right? The minute you find out you have a diagnosis and you need to get treated and you've got to wait 3 months before you can get on the surgical schedule, of course that issue is going to get worse before you get it taken care of. So, you know, again, like we've said it so many times, and it's so critical. It's like, how could we not, if we allow them to go put themselves in harm's way, how could we not? It's unconscionable that we let them to delay and not get the care that they need.
Exactly.
And we have a solution.
So there is a solution.
You know, we definitely have a solution.
And if you want to learn more about it, you go to the website, veteransneedcarenow.org. And it's a really, yes, it is a very nice website, and it's easy to follow and easy to navigate around where you can find where you need to go from the homepage. So do check it out, my friends. VeteransNeedCareNow.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.